When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One cross guitar on everybody, and then one cross
take
open
one
with us out.
Whatever it
that's
is,
the only
take
one,
one
you're out.
Give us
you're playing every verse. One, two, three.
Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, day two, talking about the band's second album, Mr. Wonderful, came out in 1968, actually came out in August of 1968. The album was recorded live in the studio. Producer Mike Heron decided to bring in a horn section and a piano player, that's Christine Perfect, to augment the band's naturally raw sound. A quote from Mike Vernon: "The plan was to aim for a dirtier, gutsier sound, closer to that generated at a club performance." So to that end, they brought a PA system into the studio and recorded the vocals, I think by miking the PA. According to former bassist Bob Brunning, they also recorded the saxes through an old Vox amplifier. Ex-roadie Hugh Price remembers that Jeremy Spencer suggested playing through the PA to get a live blues sound in the studio, and he also said that Peter's vocals were deliberately distorted by being put through a Vox AC30 amp. The album was recorded in 4 days, and according to Mick Fleetwood, it sounds like it. That's what he said in his autobiography. He called it a ragged, low-down blues album by the seat of the pants. So there was a growing divide between the guitar players, Jeremy Spencer and Peter Green. I don't know if they were competitive or they just weren't getting along, but it became an established practice that Jeremy did not play on any of Peter's tracks and Peter did not play on any of Jeremy's tracks. And Jeremy Spencer also insisted on overdubbing his own keyboards. Instead of recording with Christine, he wanted to play the keyboards on his songs himself. Original bassist Bob Brunning claimed credit for suggesting the title of the album, which was a spoof on the deferential way talk show hosts would refer to their guests. The album cover features a naked Mick Fleetwood with a strategically placed piece of shrubbery. John Peel wrote the sleeve notes. Well, co-wrote. John Peel claimed that he co-wrote the sleeve notes with his hamster, Biscuit. So this album only came out in the UK. In the US, they ended up releasing a compilation album that had about half the songs from Mr. Wonderful on it. That was called English Rose. And in the UK, the album was not a success. The first album was a big hit. The second album, not so much. And one reason might be that four songs on the album all begin with the same Elmore James riff. So, side one, the album kicks off with a song called Stop Messin' Round, written by Peter Green and CJ Adams. And I don't know what else to say about a song like this besides what I already said yesterday. I can maybe understand how this is entertaining to someone else. At least it's upbeat and there's something resembling a melody, but it feels mostly pointless to me. Peter Green was of a decidedly different mind, saying, quote, "There were a million groups making a mockery of the blues, and a million guitarists playing as fast as they could and calling it blues. I didn't want the music messed about." So apparently he thought what he was doing was different from the million groups and million guitarists making a mockery of the blues. And maybe to guitar players, maybe they're hearing something I'm not, but to me, just zero interest in this song. All right, the second song on Mr. Wonderful is a Jeremy Spencer song called I've Lost My Baby. Plodding generic blues, my worst nightmare, honestly. Third song on the album, another song by Peter Green and CJ Adams called Rollin' Man. Generic, formulaic, what is there to say? Does nothing for me.
Oh baby, don't you want a man like me? Oh baby, don't you want a man like me? So much loving, more than one woman ever seen. Oh, baby, make some love tonight. Well, baby, we can make some love tonight. When we rolling in the blankets, I can make you feel all right.
Fourth song on the album, Dust My Broom, credited to Elmore James and Robert Johnson. The steady groove of the song is infectious, and I like Jeremy Spencer's voice, so at least this one doesn't make me nauseous, but it's the same thing over and over again. It's just not as annoying as some of the others.
I'm getting up soon in the morning. Believe I dust my broom. I'm getting up soon in the morning. I believe I dust my broom. I quit the best gal I'm loving. Now my friends can get in my room.
fifth song on the album by Peter Green and CJ Adams called Love That Burns. Slow, plodding blues, 5 minutes long, a nightmare.
Would you love me tomorrow? Like you say you love me now. Like you say you love me now.
Last song on side one, Dr. Brown, written by J.T. Brown and W. Glasgow. And I could look up who those guys are, but I'm not going to because my notes for this song is, who could even tell these songs apart? It's the same fucking song again.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So, flipping the record over, side two opens with a song called Need Your Love Tonight by Jeremy Spencer. Is this a different song? Or is this just the song we just heard again? Like, was there a mistake at the printing plant? Or did they make an error in the mastering? Because I think, you know, in the time it took to flip over the album, I forgot what the last song was, but then hearing this song, I think this might be the same song as the last song. I don't know. All right, second song on side two, Peter Green and CJ Adams' song called If You Be My Baby. Maybe I didn't flip the record over. I think I just played side one again. I think I heard this already. This can't be a different song. You're telling me this is a different song than the songs we already heard? I gotta check. I think I didn't flip the record over. Or maybe this record, you know, they put side one on both sides accidentally. I think these are just the same songs again, because I can't tell the difference. Third song on side two by Jeremy Spencer called Evening Boogie. Ooh, an instrumental. I bet they had fun playing it, and I'm glad they had fun, but this is completely pointless to listen to. Fourth song on side two, Lazy Poker Blues by Peter Green and CJ Adams. What can I say? Same shit, different song? Fifth song on side two, Coming Home, Elmore James song. I'm completely baffled. I don't know what makes any of these songs different from each other. The album ends with a song called Trying So Hard to Forget, and that is exactly what I'm doing. Trying so hard to forget this album. Another song by Peter Green and CJ Adams. Stripped Down, which I said was a positive thing on a previous song, but this is a very, very slow and long. I mean, it's almost 5 minutes, so that's not that long, but it's long for this. So no thanks. So this album is unlistenable for me. Now, this is just my opinion. This is my taste. But this is horrible. horrible, horrible album. I will never, ever listen to this album again. If I end up at Guantanamo, word of advice, use this album. I will confess to everything. All right. Let's hope the next album, and really, how could it not be better? How could it not? But we will find out tomorrow.
I've tried so hard to forget. I've tried so hard not to remember. And people, I've tried so hard to forget. But I can't stop my mind wandering back to the days I was just a downtrodden kid.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.